SBS Radio.
Wadamali and welcome to NITV Radio. I'm Kerry Lee Harding. And coming up for you now, a yarn by NITV Radio's Bryda Nichols with Vanessa Armat, Chair of the RUOK, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Advisory Group. And they are in conversation about the Ask Your Mob Your Way, Are You OK?, a part of the Stronger Together campaign aimed at Indigenous people across the nation.
My name is Dr. Vanessa Lee Armat. I'm a social epidemiologist and social activist. My people are from Yupungati and Miriam, Cape York and the Torres Strait. I'm also the chair of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Advisory Group for Are You OK?
I'm sure lots of people are familiar with Are You OK Day, but for those who aren't, can you tell us a bit about the work of Are You OK?
It's more of a suicide prevention, I guess, like a charity, because what it does is encourages young people and people to notice the signs for suicide prevention and to ask people, are you okay? With the Stronger Together campaign, what it is it's for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, and it's about, asking a mob in your way, are you okay? It's the next phase of the Are You OK? Stronger Together campaign. The first phase was in 2019, and this second phase now brings you to a point where you're actually asking mob, like, how to ask it in your way, rather than just, you're not just asking someone, are you OK? You're asking someone, say, which way, are you OK? Or how are you? Or you might nod your head or something, and depending on what the person needs to, at that time when they're talking about their distress or their depression or their anxiety or anything that's concerning them that they need to talk about. And are you okay? They make the resources ready so that they actually help to remind everyone to ask somebody, are you okay?
So Are You OK? Has launched the I Ask My Mob In My Way, Are You OK? To support Stronger Together, the targeted suicide prevention campaign for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. How important is it for us to be asking our mob if they're okay?
Well, very important, because we know, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander suicide rate is 2 times that of non-Indigenous people, and we know that young people are taking their lives at 5 times that as non-Indigenous people. We also know that Australian Institute of Health and Welfare age standardisation death rates 2001 to 2019, there was a 10% rise between Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and non-Indigenous people. Those death rates alone tell us, it's so important to have such campaigns as what we're doing here to encourage people to ask, are you okay? Because sometimes people don't know. When you come from a culture where 49% of your language is non-verbal, sometimes it's hard to find with words how to articulate how you're feeling or how to ask somebody if they're okay.
So we've all been dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic, and at the moment there's a lot of people in Australia that are dealing with restrictions and lockdown. How challenging has this time been for some people?
Oh, it's very challenging. In New South Wales and Victoria, especially in New South Wales, I know a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have lost their jobs like everybody else. And a lot of people, a lot of artists have lost their jobs. It's been very challenging, and we're not seeing it. What we're also seeing across the board is that people are isolated. People are going more into depression and anxiety. And because people can't go out and, we come from a culture where, yarning is very prominent in our culture. Getting together, hanging out with family or friends is very important. And, you can't do that all of a sudden. And people are now going on Zoom or trying other ways in social media to connect with people. And, when you come from a culture that connection is central to everything that we do, and all of a sudden you can't be part of, participating in connection, you have to find those other means, and it's affecting people's well-being in the sense that it's causing people to get depressed and anxiety is exasperated here. And so what we're seeing with COVID is we're not seeing enough, enough support put in place to make sure that people are staying completely safe. And this brings us back to the point of, you know, checking in on people and using social media platforms as a form of, as a new form of checking in with each other. You know, getting online and getting on Instagram and putting up some happy photos and staying positive and asking people, you know, does anyone feel the same way about, you know, the flowers growing in my garden or whatever, if it's on your balcony or whatever, and checking in and saying, hey, are you guys okay? And watching each other and monitoring. And if you don't hear from someone for quite a while on social media, it's about checking in and saying, hey, I haven't seen you on social media. Are you okay? And then if you see something on social media where somebody just talks randomly, and it's not part of their personality, it's about, you know, checking in again and saying, hey, that wasn't the way you usually talk. Are you okay? What's going on with you? And someone might need to have a private phone conversation away from social media just to check in, because the whole COVID situation is really daunting and is causing people to, especially if, you know, if you're an extroverted person and you're suddenly finding yourself confined to your home, it's causing people to, you know, reach out and forgetting how to have those conversations. So that need is there to make sure that people are okay and that we're just checking in.
Asking, are you okay, is an important question, but what can people do or say to follow up from this initial question?
So you can also follow up by, you know, when you ask somebody, are you okay, and they start talking to you and saying, you know, someone might turn around and say, you know what, I'm not okay. And it's okay to say that I'm not okay. But then it's about turning around and saying, well, do you need to, you know, you can get help. You can ring Lifeline. You can go to the Aboriginal Medical Services and talk to the social emotional wellbeing officers there. Have you got family support? You know, sometimes people might need you just to, you know, that 1.5 metre distancing, if you're in COVID situations, sitting 1.5 metres and just talking quietly or talking to a tree, just to get it out and to find some sort of solutions and strategies to cope. Are You Okay also has the resources. There are also numbers on the website that you can access. There are also numbers in on Lifeline websites and Beyond Blue. And so you're not without support systems. So it's not just about asking someone, are you okay? It's also about following up and making sure that they are actually okay and they are getting the help that they need or the support they need, whether it's family and friends or whether it's another organisation.
How do you know if someone is okay or not?
You know, it's all about that laughter, and because we laugh a lot in our culture and we laugh at ourselves a lot, and we laugh, you know, and it's knowing when is that, you know, it's watching your friends or your family and knowing that it's still there and you can still have that conversation. Sometimes when to read someone non-verbally when they're not okay, sometimes their eyes don't sustain the same happiness, that happiness glow that you see in people. Sometimes their behaviour changes. They might sit there with their arms folded all the time, and that their voice might lower. They might change the way that they're actually doing things around you. Specifically with young people, you'll find that young people, one of the things we always seem to notice with young people is they go right into themselves and, you know, they stop talking positively about themselves. They start getting quite negative about themselves and the situation. And that's where you start pulling people up and say, hey, which are you okay? You know, you're actually, and remind people how good they are and how funny they are and how intelligent they are. And you know, and it's really important to make sure you have those conversations, because when you notice the signs in somebody that they're not okay, it's really important to point out, you know, A, ask them, you know, what is going on with them, and B, remind them how good they are and how much you enjoy them in your life, or, you know, remind them of the positive things that they do and they, you know, and the changes they make in the world.
So mental ill health and suicide rates disproportionately affect our communities. What do you think is needed in these spaces to combat such high rates?
So what it is all about is the funding needs to go to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community controlled health organisations. All too often we see the funding going to non-Indigenous organisations, and we're seeing an increase in suicides across the board. the government needs to stop giving the funding to non-Indigenous organisations and continue to give more funding to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander organisations. You know, the Redfern statement was really clear. We know the solutions. We know the answers. Like, it's not rocket science. We actually do. And when you start seeing communities take full control of the resources they want and they're deciding how they want to address Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander suicide in their communities, we start seeing empowerment in communities. We start seeing autonomy. You know, when we see an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander youth organisation saying, you know what, this is what we can do to help other young people. Let's give them the funding. Let's help them get that funding there. Let's put the service in place and let's reduce the suicides, because young people know what other young people are thinking.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.